It's our continuing coverage of Pella Christian girls basketball. We're catching up with Coach Brendan Foudy on Tuesday night following a 78-36 loss at the hands of Norwalk. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. This is a very good Norwalk team that is now 16-1 on the season. So how do you reconcile, you know, a lopsided loss against the way that your team played tonight?
Yeah, we talked a lot about the first quarter and a half, really, how proud I was of how we came out. I felt like our girls were really good at the beginning of the game, understanding the scout. With a team this good, it's really important that we understand the scouting report and that every closeout we make is a smart closeout, understanding the strength of the girl you're guarding. And I thought we really did that early pretty well. We were able to get the ball inside, a couple really good physical post touches. One that stands out in my mind was to Addie Van Arendonk, where we've really been working on our strength and physicality in the post. And, you know, we'd like to see that to continue to be more consistent, but we saw some really good growth in that area today. So, obviously, the game turned when we started turning over the ball a little bit. You know, Norwalk maybe definitely ramped up their intensity just a little bit, and we didn't respond well to it. And when you turn the ball over, you know, more than 2, 3, 4 possessions in a row, a good team like Norwalk's going to make you pay, and that's when things started to get a little ugly for us. And so, you know, proud of the way we came out. We got to figure out a way to clean up that stretch and respond to their physicality, their intensity with aggressiveness that's smart aggressiveness, if you will.
Well, I think, you know, about a minute and a half into the second quarter, you're only down by 4, and you called a timeout with about 2.5 minutes gone, and you're down by 7, and then all of a sudden it's 26 at the half, right? So now the question is, you know, how do you bottle up those 10 minutes and turn 10 minutes into 20 minutes, or ideally 32 minutes, right? I assume that's what you're working on?
Yeah, definitely. We want to try to figure out a way to play four quarters the same way we played that first quarter and a half. And so, you know, we talked a lot in the locker room just about keeping our eyes up and trying to keep our focus on, you know, our season is going to be defined by what happens over the next stretch of weeks, right? And of course, we'd love to have a better record coming in tonight. We'd love to compete better tonight than we did. But our season is going to be defined by what we do at the end of the year. And we've got opportunities to compete in conference games to close it out. And then we're going to have an opportunity to go likely on the road and try to make our way to Des Moines at the end of the year. So that's still our focus. We've got to continue to stay together. We continue to rely on the pillars we have in our program. Of humility, selflessness, togetherness, mental toughness, relentless intensity. And we're hoping that if we continue to rely on those things and keep our eyes up, that we'll play our best basketball in the weeks ahead.
You mentioned Addie Van Arendonk in a specific possession earlier. She was your leading scorer with 10 points tonight. Ava Bream scored 8. You know, it looked like there was some emphasis trying to get the ball inside. Yeah. And those two are improving in ways, finding ways to finish around the basket.
Yeah, certainly. We try to take pressure off of our guards by not you know, trying to get our guards to have to create everything. So we feel like we've got some good posts that when they learn how to use their physicality appropriately you know, they're still all very young and raw, but we saw some growth tonight that I think, you know, if we can carry that forward and especially when we get to the 2A run, you know, good physical post play against the 2A teams we're playing, I think we'll go a long way.
We're catching up with Coach Brendan Foudy of the Pella Christian girls basketball team. Final on Tuesday night, Norwalk 78, Pella Christian 36. Braylon Birmingham, the freshman, a career-high 36 points tonight. How tough is she to defend, Coach?
She's awesome. I think that the thing I was really pleased with from our team tonight is, aside from a few possessions here and there, Rachel did a really good job of keeping her out of the paint. You know, last time we played her at our place, she was just getting into the paint way too often, and maybe that was the matchup we had on her, but I felt like we did a better job of guarding her one-on-one. What killed us with her is when they got second-chance opportunities on the glass, and when you kick it back out to her wide open after her offensive rebound, yeah, I don't even have to watch it. I know what's going in.
Well, good news is you're not going to see many players like her the rest of this season.
I'd like to see some on our team in the next handful of years. Again, that's the goal. We're all trying to work towards that. So she's fun to play against, fun to compete against a girl of that caliber.
Well, that's a great point that you mentioned. I mean, is there something to that for your girls to be able to see up close and personal what an elite-level player or players? I mean, her older sister's no slouch either, Bailey Birmingham. I mean, they got a couple of basketball studs out there, and you get a chance to see them up close close and personal.
Yeah, I think it's good for our girls, and I think the message that they you know, we didn't necessarily talk about this today, but when the season wraps up and we look ahead to the next year, depending on regardless of where we finish this year, you know, it takes a lot of time to become as good as those Birmingham girls are, and so they've definitely dedicated themselves to the game and put hours and hours in, and they're good athletes in other sports too, right? They're not just a one sport athlete. You know, Bailey's a great track athlete, and so I hope more than anything, for our girls that love basketball, they understand the commitment that those girls have made to get to the level that they're at.
You're already talking about kind of the end game of this season, and it is very, very close. I mean, there's less than 3 weeks left in the regular season, and with that limited time, you have a full week of practice before you get ready for Newton. We'll talk about the Cardinals here in a moment, but what do you do with a week like this? How do you take advantage of that to give yourself the best chance to kind of springboard into some success?
Well, you know, we want to be healthy, first of all. So we got to be smart about how we practice, right? We're trying to get Jessa DeVries back in the fold a little bit. So, you know, we're going to try to continue to work her back into things and try to stay away from the influenza that's going around. But we got to get better at certain areas. You know, we've got to be a better rebounding team. We've got to be more efficient offensively. And we've got to find a way when games get tight, when things get tough, to really have a stronger presence with the ball and make sure we're making good decisions with it so that we're not giving other teams runs with our turnovers.
And your best chance likely at a Little Hawkeye Conference victory comes next Tuesday in your next game against Newton. What do you think about the Cardinals and trying to get one here in the LHC?
Yeah, Coach Bennett's done a great job. That program is getting better, and it seems like every time we see them, they keep getting better. And, you know, so it's going to be a tough challenge. You know, we suffered an unfortunate injury with Chloe Snyder that night. So hopefully she's good to go next week, and we'll have a full roster, obviously, besides Jessa. But, you know, that's going to be a good challenge, and we got to show up ready to play and defend our home court.
All right, enjoy some practice time. Best of luck next week. See you down the road, Coach. Yeah,
thank you.
Thanks to Brendan Foudy, head coach of the Pella Christian girls basketball team, joining us here on Tuesday night. Final score, Norwalk 78, Pella Christian 36.